Do you want to listen to a story? But just me telling a story may not be that much fun. Listen to thousands of stories and powerful voices and make your commute fun. All for just ₹4.99 per month.
As a special listener, you can enjoy 30 days of free listening by signing up through storytel.in/30days.
Hey, it's Melanie Torres from 95.5 PLJ, and you're about to hear the exclusive audio of our latest Stage 17 performance. For the full video, head over to stage17nyc.com.
Exclusive interviews and performances from the world of music, movies, politics, and more. All on one stage. From the heart of New York City, Cumulus Media presents Live from Stage 17.
Welcome, everyone, and our friend on FaceTime over there. My name is Melanie Torres from 95.5. I do the night show here, 6 to 10. If you guys are going to see Charlie tonight, you won't be listening to me, but maybe after, turn me on. Are you guys excited? Yeah. Anyone going to the show tonight or tomorrow? Yeah? I see a couple hands. All right, well, you'll get a little preview of what you're going to see. Give it up. Make some noise for Charlie Puth.
Hello. How are you? Do you mean that or? No, that's good. I'm good. I'm happy to be in New York City because it feels very much like home, because it nearly is home, and very close to New Jersey. So we're coming to a close end of the tour. I'll do a couple songs for you in the very where it's Wednesday, so I'll do them in the hump day keys, the very mellow keys. Oh, thanks for this nice piano too. This is like the nicest piano I've ever gotten for a radio lounge.
Thank your label.
Thank you, label. You're here.
I'm only one call away. I'll be there to save the day. Superman got nothing on me. I'm only one call away. Call me, baby, if you need a friend. I just wanna give you love. Come on, come on, come on. Reaching out to you, so take a chance. No matter where you go, you know you're not alone. I'm only one call away. I'll be there to save the day. Superman got nothing on me. I just wanna set you free. Come on, come on, come on. You and me can make it anywhere. But for now, we can stay here for a while. Cause you know, I just wanna see you smile. No matter where you go, you know you're not alone. I'm only one call. Save the day. Superman got nothing on me. Only one call away. And when you're weak, I'll be strong. I'm gonna keep holding on. Now don't you worry, it won't be long. Feel like hope is gone, just to run into my arms. I'm only one call away. I'll be there to save the day. Superman got nothing on me. I'm only one, only one.
Thanks. I love how I said I was gonna go really low, and I'm like, okay, highest key possible. I'm like, okay, I started playing the E flat chord. I'm like, well, now I promise we're gonna take it a little bit lower. Thanks, everybody. I will see you.
No, we're going to do like two questions.
Wait, not. I'm not.
Maybe this is three.
Why I'm not a host of a show.
I just subbed in. It's fine. I'll take over.
Please take over. Ooh,
that was awesome. Thank you so much for always coming by. And
yeah, I mean, I grew up listening to you guys, so of course I'm always going to come by. Did you know that? I literally grew up listening to PLJ. And now it's full circle that I'm here. It's
It's awesome.
I love it. So it's crazy. Like, attention has blown up. So congrats. Yeah,
thank you.
Platinum now.
Yeah, that's the. It's my biggest song so far. So thank you
really?
Guys for playing it.
Oh
yeah,
wow,
it's really exciting.
I feel like
exciting.
You've had so many.
I've had a lot of songs, but not as big as this one as far as a solo.
Is attention an actual true story? Because I feel like when I listen to it, is that the
what
answer?
What does the audience think? It might be. It's based on true events, but I mean, I write music for people, most importantly. So when I was writing it, I wanted blah 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 media train answer. I'm not telling you who it's about.
Okay. Voice Notes new album. Do we have a date yet, or is it still just fall?
Voice Notes. It's fall right now. It'll apprevesce into like a real date pretty soon.
Cool.
But it's for now. It's fall. That's a vocabulary word right there.
On the last album, you kind of went big. You collaborated with Selena Gomez, Meghan Trainor. Are we going to see any other big collabs on this new record?
We might. I mean, I think it'd be cool, but it's definitely not going to like take up the entire record. It's really going to be kind of like my backstory of how I, you know, traveled from the East Coast to the West Coast and how it, you know, musically, how it musically evolved and stuff like that. But I mean, there might be a feature. I don't want to like say it and have it not happen and be like, hey, what happened to you having Madonna on your record? Is that not happening anymore? I was a huge Madonna fan.
All right. So Voice Notes is the new album going to be out in the fall. It's interesting because I read the story about how Justin Bieber was like sliding into some girl's DMs.
I heard about this.
Okay, I'm not going to ask you if you slide into DMs. We won't go there. Maybe. I mean, is that the answer?
You don't have to ask that.
But I wanted to ask, like, now that you've had so much success, what's it like dating as Charlie Puth?
What's it like dating as Charlie Puth? Well, right now it's non-existent. I need to finish touring, and it's. I love to find a girl to kind of, you know, take out on dates and stuff like that. But it's very interesting nowadays. I can't seem to go anywhere without people wanting pictures from me. So I definitely wouldn't. I try to avoid that part of that stuff as much as possible.
Slide into the DMs.
I no comment on that, but I did hear about Bieber doing that. I thought that was very creative.
Shameless. That's fine. All right. Well, we're super excited for the two shows tonight, Barclays, tomorrow, hometown show at Prudential.
Yeah. It's
congrats.
Gonna be
we're so excited for the new album, and thank you for coming by.
You know, I'll say this last thing. The screams at this concert, or if anyone is going, make sure you bring earplugs. I'm not just saying to be like, oh, I'm really popular. People scream for me and Sean. But I'm actually telling you, like, if you really want to preserve your parents, especially, just bring earplugs. I'm telling you, I have to wear earplugs. When I see Sean, I have to wear earplugs. And when I am on stage, I obviously don't need them because I have my little headphones. But it was so loud Montreal that I actually went deaf for 2 seconds. I'm serious. It was so loud. 2 minutes of uninterrupted screaming, like belting screaming.
That's insane.
It's a pretty amazing show, but... just bring earplugs or those big, big headphones for babies.
All right, so prepare for tonight and tomorrow. Charlie Puth, give it up one more time, guys. All right, so we're gonna do some photos. Aww, my heart. And she's wearing an attention shirt. That's adorable. Oh my gosh, if you guys could see her mouth is literally open right now.
Thanks for listening to Live from Stage 17. We hope you enjoyed the show. Now head on over to stage17nyc.com for more exclusive Stage 17 content.